Hey, everybody. Welcome to PWT Plus. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And we're back out to Rankin More. We're putting more of these sprites from Pokemon Red and Green onto a tier maker.
Yep. These little goobers.
Some of them are so wacky and so weird and so funny. And I also am just now realizing that no one's heard any of these yet because this is the third one we're recording.
We're doing all this with no feedback.
Yeah, so
this is a no feedback speed run.
So if you like it, good. If you don't, I mean, sorry. What are you gonna do?
Before I hit this wheel, Jake, can you share your screen with me so I can see this?
I would love to do that. Hold on. Boom.
There they are. It's Sea King, dead center.
Right there in the middle. Okay, so just to recap, we have six tiers going from there, and they are in the same order as our name raiders. So there's Master Ball in reverse order from best to worst. It's Master Ball, Ultra Ball, Great Ball, Premier Ball, Pokeball. And then we have a new special one, which is a rock. We throw a rock at you if you are bad.
Yeah. There's a full team of rock Pokemon.
There is. You could take on the Elite Four maybe with these guys.
What a ragtag group.
There's not a lot of type coverage, but I feel like it's good enough that
you got a psychic type in there, so you'll be fine.
Gen 1, you're great.
Yeah, you're
going to crush it. Yeah, I think the only real weakness you have is, like, maybe fire could mess you up a little bit, but even that, probably all right.
Yeah. And you have to watch out for psychic yourself, maybe?
Right.
Yeah, because four of your team members are weak to psychic types.
Yeah, they will get nuked by Sabrina, but if you can make it past Sabrina, you're gravy, baby.
That team also is Mankey, Vileplume, Zubat, Jigglypuff, Hitmonchan, and Hypno.
Yeah, that's from best to worst in the worst tier. Our top guys from bottom of Ultra Ball up to the so far the current best sprite is Voltorb, Sandshrew. God, that guy's so cute. Look at him. Weezing, Kingler, Doduo, Dratini, Tentacruel, Goldeen, Cloyster, Voltorb, Starmie.
Nope, that was Electrode.
That's Electrode. You're right. We already had Voltorb, Electrode, Starmie, and the best sprite. Who would have thought so far?
If you colorized this Parasect sprite, it's like a Gen 3 Pokemon sprite.
Literally, it's Parasect is so well done. It looks like it is on the list on accident. Like it's
too good.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think a lot of it, honestly, I'm looking at it now. One of its claws, it looks like the outline is double thick, like it's 2 pixels wide.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, that is just really making everything pop. There's a lot of stuff. And also the way that the spots curve on the mushroom hat is nuts.
It's crazy. The shading on the body underneath the mushroom, like all of it's it all, is just insane.
It's so good. And then let's see. If I'm doing some quick math, I guess the dead center of the list would probably be Meowth.
Yeah.
maybe somewhere closer to Paris.
Yeah, Paris or Execute maybe.
So, and we'll like I'm posting these every time we finish an episode. I have taken a screenshot so you can track our progress and tell us how you feel about them. Maybe for instance, you're my girlfriend and don't love that Zubat is in the rock tier. That's the kind of feedback you can give us once these episodes are out. But until then, only one person really knows where anybody is on the list. Are you ready, Josh?
Dead center of the list is like, I might have lost count. It's like Drowsy or Graveler.
Okay.
It's right in that year. So we were close.
I feel like it's pretty good, yeah.
we have all did pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I was counting.
Doing math. I was wondering because you weren't frozen, but you were very concentrated, so I wasn't sure what was happening.
All right, I'm hitting the wheel. All right, we ready?
Spin that wheel.
Shuffle, 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 shuffle. Spin. It's gonna be crazy when there's like two options left on
right.
This. Do I spin it still when there's one?
Yeah, for ceremonial purposes.
Ninetales.
Ninetales. All right. Ooh. Okay. Well,
Ninetales gives us stuff to talk
about.
This
is a
lot
to talk about. And we're still doing the thing. And look, I understand that there's like, what, five shades total?
Four.
There's only four. There's
black, white, and two middle tones.
Okay, so there's two. Okay. So, look, there's only so much you can do with that, but they're doing a lot with it. And it does. I think the tails, because they're darker towards the ass, they don't have the sort of fin problem that a lot of the other your Rapidashes and your Ponytails might have.
Yeah.
But this also, this pose is crazy good.
It's a full profile. It is like dead side on. And it is looking up. It kind of looks like the target dog.
A little bit.
The shape of his head. And he's breathing like a little flame. They had enough space left in the square to like put a little flame
coming up
out of its mouth. It's got this big tuft on its head, which looks pretty good. They crammed all nine tails in here, I think they could.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know someone was like, we got to put them all on there. If there's only eight tails, they're going to melt our asses. Also, the little tuft on the front, the little chest tuft is really good. If I have a complaint about it, it's that the body is really, the slant straight? On the body is very straight. But that's because they had to accommodate all nine tails.
Yeah, my only complaint is the head looks rather flat, which I think is something I seem to complain about a lot.
I think head flatness just does come up a fair amount, but also at the same time, like a lot of these guys got flat heads. So, yeah. I do like the, I feel like this changes, you know, pretty quickly. This big old pompadour kind of thing, I feel like that gets kind of smoothed out.
Yeah, it kind of works into the, kind of like Jigglypuff's curl. They just like smooth it out and kind of like work it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Look up some of these other nine tails.
That said, I think it's a pretty good looking sprite. I like when they use the whole frame. I like when they use as much as they possibly can.
God, it's Gen 2 sprite is gorgeous.
The crystal sprite. Yeah. Oh, if we were doing this for crystal sprites, we would be here forever because they are so good.
They're all good. I can't find the red and blue one on a quick Google search. Okay. They figured it out a little bit more for red and blue. Still not perfect, but they work with the space better, I think, when they redraw them.
Yeah. Is that the one where the tails are kind of coming around it?
They kind of come around it. The tuft is slicked back more. Yeah. And its body is just bigger. It just looks bigger.
Yeah.
It's still breathing a little flame, though, and I like that they kept that through line.
Yeah. Just so you know, it's a fire-type Pokemon, because otherwise you would assume it is some sort of spirit or ghost.
Yeah.
It's also wild that, and I didn't realize this till like pretty recently. Someone was like, yeah, like half of the original Pokemon are like yokai. And it's like, oh yeah, I guess they are, huh? That's weird. Because Ninetales is just a Kitsune. There's a whole bunch of other ones that are like, oh, right. This is Spookymon. So if there was an American Pokemon that was all based on cryptids.
Yeah, we'd have like Jersey Devils and Bigfoots.
Devils and Bigfoots. Okay, let's pause the whole show for 1 minute. Who are the American Pokemon cryptid starters? One's a Bigfoot.
Yeah, Loveland Frog.
Loveland Frog is good.
Mothman.
I feel like Mothman is too singular.
No, so Bigfoot, is Bigfoot our grass type?
I also was thinking grass type for Bigfoot, yeah.
Loveland Frog, we could go water type because it's found by a river.
Right.
So that's it's fine. Also a so we frog. Need like a grass type, like a, we maybe did, like a grass type.
Well, we just
Chupacabra.
Said, we just said Bigfoot was.
I'm sorry, fire type.
Fire
like type
Chupacabra
type.
Goes hard.
Yeah.
Fire type Chupacabra goes pretty hard. All right, done.
I'm into that.
Easy.
Also, definitely biased toward Loveland Frog, I think, which is like an extremely local Ohio.
I feel like it's a pretty niche Ohio
that
sort
I
of
heard about on Paranoia Shop. It was like, yeah, that's my guy.
That's your guy, yeah. I am a quarter Yeti on my dad's side, so I'm partial to big feet. I would definitely be starting with the Bigfoot. Is there – so here's the thing, because like we don't have a ton of sea monsters in –
No, we have Champ.
We got Champ. But I feel like a Loveland Frog is like a good place to start for a wet cryptid, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, I think I figured out another thing we can do later.
Okay.
Anyway,
like,
so.
I'll look up a list.
Yeah, get a list. We'll get a list together.
Put them on a wheel.
Oh, speaking of wheels, we do have kind of an idea for a wheels thing later, maybe.
That's true. Maybe.
All right. Anyway, Ninetales. We got to put Ninetales on the list.
We got to put Ninetales.
I think it's great.
I think it's great. I don't think it's super great. I think it's medium great.
I think it's medium great.
I just don't know if it's a better. I like it more than Caterpie, I think, just because I it's more dynamic. I don't know if it's a better sprite than Omastar, though.
I don't think so. I think Omastar has a little more personality.
Yeah.
Than Ninetales. And Caterpie does have Gilman's whole head whips ass, but the legendaries in the American cryptid Pokemon are universal monsters, by the way. It's Draculas and werewolves and stuff. So obviously.
Those are even American. Those are a lot of European.
I mean, the movies were made by Universal and American. Well,
yeah,
company.
But I mean, like the monsters.
So, well, I mean, look, they all take place in Europe. Yeah, yeah, every one of them takes place in Europe, except for Creature from the Black Lagoon, which takes place in the Amazon. I think that one's also like 20 years younger than the rest of them. Like Gilman kind of snuck in because they were like, we need a wet one.
Gilman,
get a Gilman. We can't film underwater yet, so it'll be
like
a
fish put a guy. And then in the 2020s, I think they're gonna make a movie about how the women want to fuck him.
Yeah, so I think it's the 2010s, sometime in the mid 2010s, people are gonna be horned up for this wet man. Still waiting on Bride of Frankenstein to really get a, because they just put out a movie, The Bride, and apparently it sucks.
Yeah, the previews for it, I was like, I see what they want this to be, but I don't have the confidence that it is that.
That's funny because I saw the previews for it, and I love. Bride of Frankenstein is my favorite universal monster. I think her design is perfect. I think Elsa Lanchester has no bad angles. You can film her from anywhere. Her scream is great. She's only in the Bride of Frankenstein's only in that movie 5 minutes total. It's wild. But I watched the trailer for the new Bride movie and I was like, I don't know what this movie's about. I couldn't tell you.
It was about Frankenstein and the bride being like
Bonnie and Clyde.
Social outcasts and like Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know. I was like, sure.
Apparently it was bad. I'll catch it when it comes to streaming, obviously. But I watched I Frankenstein, for Christ's sakes. You want to talk bad movies? That
one. No, is that the one with Two Face?
Yeah, it's Two Face is Frankenstein, and it turns out that it was written by the guy who wrote Underworld.
Aaron Eckhart,
yeah. It was written by the guy who wrote Underworld. And you can tell that he's like, what if I make Underworld, but it's Frankenstein's versus demons instead of wolves versus vampires? But it sucks. They don't give you any time to like think about anything. Like they just tell you what the cool stuff that they want to sneak in.
The best modern Universal monster movie is Van Helsing.
Oh, and a walk. And it's not even close. Yeah, it's so good.
All right, here we go.
We're spinning that wheel again. Should have probably spun it while we started talking about the bride, so it would be done by now. But
probably. We are landing on Chansey.
Chansey. Okay. This Chansey sprite is, I think this is like pretty much what they were going for, right? Like,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. It's eggier.
Yeah, it's definitely just a big egg.
Yeah.
The face to belly ratio is maybe a little off. I think its face ends up coming down a little bit, maybe they just round them out more.
I think they round it a little bit. It's sort of, so this is an egg, but it's sort of like a like the egg, the top of the egg is a little, it seems like they egg it fully out so that it is a perfect egg shape and they scoot the belly down and the face down a little bit. And the arms also shrink. This one's got big arms, which kind of makes it look a little weird.
Yeah.
Still pretty good though.
Yeah.
I like the shading. I like they're using, you know, they're using all four colors that they have to show you how round the Pokemon is.
He's got his little arms. If those arms were gone, there's so much space.
Yeah. And the arms are really long compared to where they end up, and I think that's thrown me a little bit. Let's put her on the list. I mean, I don't like it more than Graveler.
Definitely not more than Graveler. I don't think it's as good as Execute.
No. I think it's better than Diglett.
I think it's probably better than Diglett.
Yeah.
Diglett is fine. I don't know. Diglett is like, it's just Diglett.
Diglett needs, so here's my problem with Diglett. So this part right here, the like, before the curve of the top of the head, I feel like that needs to be like 2 pixels higher before the curve starts.
Yeah, it needs to be out of the ground just a little bit more.
It looks just like a thumb, and I need it to look more like a hot dog, you know?
Yeah. All right, I'm good with this. We got the Egg Boys together.
Yeah, that's nice. Good for them. Also, I'm looking back at Dugtrio, and those are Yoshi's Island ass faces.
They are just the hills in the background of 1000%. Yoshi's Island.
I kept saying Super Mario World. It is Yoshi's Island. It just clicked to me a second ago.
Yeah, in Mario World, they have eyes, but in Yoshi's Island, they have specifically those Dugtrio
eyes. So that's going in Premier Ball. Who next?
Right. Here we go.
Still haven't had a Master Ball. By the way, we only each get one Master Ball. Yeah. It's like a non-negotiable. Like if I say Master Ball to anyone, that goes in Master Ball tier, right? And that's
Right. Kangaskhan is next.
Kangaskhan. Ooh, okay. We're back to sort of the there's this whole subgenre of red and green sprites that are this type of monster.
Yeah.
That I feel like whoever was making the sprites loved to do.
A bipedal, kind of generically feline and canine, with it's scaly with a tail. Yeah.
Gently scaly, takes up the whole space. Looks a little craggy.
Yeah. It's your Rhydons, your Nidoking and Queen, your Kangaskhan.
I would put Machamp.
Machamp
in
is
this
kind
sort of category.
Yeah.
Just a quick eye scan through here. Scyther and Pinsir and maybe even Gyarados. Like they all sort of like have a genre that they fit.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Kangaskhan now. And also, this little baby is excited.
He's ready to go.
Love that. Kind of psyched about that little guy. All right, well, let's bring Kangaskhan up here and see where we are with the other guys.
I do like this sprite a lot.
I do,
too. As much as it does look like Rhydon and the Nidos,
yeah,
it is also like definitely its distinctive own thing.
It is. I feel like this one works a little bit better than those because proportionally it doesn't look like it's squished.
They got the proportions better. I feel like this is like the fourth or fifth one of those ones that they drew.
Had to take some passes for sure.
Yeah. Like they started on Nidoqueen and they were like, something's not quite right here.
Not quite it. Let's try it.
We got some space on the upper side. There's like we left like 6 pixels blank at the top.
We'll figure out how to use that. And then so right on, they're like, oh, put a tail going up that way. And they're like, he still looks a little like a pill bug that grew legs.
Just a little stuff. I would love to get this guy out of a quarter machine at the grocery store.
I would spend all my quarters on these guys.
Yeah.
I wish I had Pokemon's number so I could just call them and be like, hey, look, I know you're busy working on a Pokemon game. But what you should do in the meantime is make a 2D Pokemon game like the old Pokemon games, but like with the idea of capsules instead of Pokeballs.
Yeah.
Go back to that, figure out what that is, and then you can have a whole new subgenre of little guys people will love. People will go crazy. Anyway, what are we thinking? I think I like it. I think I like it great. I don't know how great I like it, though.
I think I like it more than Poliwrath.
Okay, for sure.
Just because Poliwrath uses the black so much, and I think it lacks a lot of dimension.
Yeah, a lot of positive space on. I mean, I think I do. I'm looking back
that
at
little
Ninetales.
That little guy.
The little guy is
better than Ninetales.
Yeah, just trying to get out. Kangaskhan's like, oh, you know him.
I think I would put it above Nidorino. I think.
I think I would too. How do you feel about Doduo? I feel like I like Doduo maybe a little bit more.
It's Dodrio.
That's what I meant. Doduo is all the way up there with his little walking legs.
The slanted stance on Dodrio is working against it for me.
Uh-huh.
And I think having Kangaskhan right next to Tauros is poetic in a way.
Sure.
that I like.
Sure.
But I don't think it's better than Tauros.
Okay. It does not have quite the ass muscle that Tauros has.
Well, no, who does?
They went hard in the paint on this
so what if
flank.
What if his back leg and ass is that of a bodybuilder?
It looks like Mr. Universe, like, yeah, nuts. All right, so coming in Great Ball, about a little under halfway through Great Ball.
Yeah,
it's Kangaskhan and baby.
I think they really nailed the shape with Kangaskhan that they were trying with those other ones, and the baby is also doing a lot of work here.
Baby's so good. Wild that we haven't gotten Kangaskhan yet.
Yeah, it's just born with a baby. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Don't born. It's born a mother. It. Weird. That's a second creature that it lives, that it comes with.
Yeah, they're twins, actually.
Oh, maybe we've had it wrong this whole time.
Yeah, that's the big sister and the little sister.
It's a big sister, little sister situation. I like that.
That changes the dynamic of this Pokemon so
much. I like that a lot. Makes the mega form where it's like, I'm going to beat you to death with this little thing, make a lot more sense. If I could put my little brother on a chain and whip him around to fight my enemies, he'd be up for it.
I got to write a note for reversion change. Kangaskhan's
category to Big Sister Pokemon.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, next up.
There could be a quest where you got to reunite them. Little one's missing. You got to find his big sister. Anyway, who's next?
Tangela.
There she is.
Tangela
Tangerconda.
The Fry Kid from McDonald's.
This is literally Fry Kid from McDonald's. The Tangles look more tentacle-y than they do.
They are definitely, the noise they make is much more of like a slurp.
Right.
As they wriggle, like, for between sure, each other.
For sure slurping around.
I don't like this
I one. Don't care for it. I think I like where they end up better. Where it's more, the edges are rounded, so it does look more like some sort of growth, as opposed to this being like, what's up? I'm the secret creature in a bunch of tentacles.
Yeah, it's weird that, like, oh, the yellow one is actually pretty good. The red and blue one is also, like, they just didn't know how to draw this yet.
Yeah.
It's like, we have the idea, we just don't know how to actualize it, really. But, like, as it goes into 3D and you get to see into the vines more, it's just like a little blob in there.
It's just like a little, yeah.
Like, he is the shadow with eyes. Like, right. That's literally what's inside of this.
Yeah, the other stuff is separate. Again, that's a good idea that I wish they would play with a little more.
Yeah, he does have sneakers on. Not in this. These this just looks like he's got blob feet.
Yeah, blob feet. All right, let's...
Eventually he gets red sneakers.
I'm not throwing a rock at it.
I don't think it's rock-worthy. I think it's better than Nidoqueen.
I think it's better than Vaporeon.
I understand it more than Vaporeon.
Yeah, Vaporeon is just like, they really... They had to get Vaporeon done today, and that's... So they couldn't really work it with it.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, you know, like mermaids and stuff? Like, but the scary ones? What if that was it?
That. Not like, a hot one from 2016, but like a scary one. I don't like it more than Vulpix.
Yeah, I don't think I like it more than Persian either.
I don't think so either. So, sorry about your Pokeball, Tangela. Look, it happens to everybody.
Well.
Not everybody. Happens to 10 people.
10 Pokemon so far.
Yeah. So far, 1/15th of all the Pokemon are not great. But we didn't throw rocks at you, and I think that's the important part.
All right. We're spinning. Whipping around that wheel.
I mean, we're clearing stuff off, so the distance between the names is probably getting a little larger, right? So
a little bit, yeah. Squirtle.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're talking. Look at this little gentleman.
He wants uppies.
He wants uppies. He wants uppies so bad.
He wants uppies, but he's like patient to wait for them.
Right. He's like. It's like
when it's good for you.
He's not
like
telling
uppies,
you
please.
That he wants uppies. He just has his hands up. And he's like, I know you'll get here eventually. You'll come to me. I'm a patient little guy. I mean, Ultra Ball, right? Obviously,
I think so. Yeah.
So let's. I'm just gonna toss him on the board real quick, just so we can see. Okay, I
think he's gonna be bumping up against Sandshrew here.
Okay, I can see sort of the similarities. Oh, I can't put them next to each other because...
No, they're on different lines.
Beans. I'll just put them, I'll just hold it right here for now, yeah. I guess. So, oh.
These are both some cute little guys.
These are both cute little guys.
I do think I like Sandshrew just a little bit more. I
do
think it's
you?
I think it's just a little bit more proportionally satisfying.
That's true. This is he does have a sort of not quite a human proportions on this. He's less a creature than Sandshrew could be.
Yeah.
So just above Voltorb, I think is
fair. That's good.
I do also like his little tail is like dragon in a way that I think is very funny.
Every other time it's like straight up, but this one is just dragon on the ground.
This is just like toddling around. And that's the whole Squirtle line. So let's see. So Squirtle is the best. Blastoise is number two in Great Ball. And then Wartortle is towards the end of Premier Ball.
Towards the end of Premier Ball.
Because the middle boys had a little bit of a rough go.
Yeah, definitely some rough teenage years here
growing
in Red
pains.
And Green.
You know,
yeah.
Growing pains. Their bones hurt. Their plates are moving.
Man, I cannot wait to get more into the rest of these starters.
I know, right?
God.
This Charizard very specifically reminds me of one thing, and I'm... Josh, I'm glad that you're the person on the call with me because nobody else will, I think, get it.
Well, let's hope we spin it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shuffle a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shuffle here them we go. Boys. I'm looking at them, and there's not a whole lot more that I would throw rocks at, but there are
what
some.
What about
that...
Onyx?
Onyx.
You
I can love...
throw a rock at it, but it's not it's, gonna.
That's it. It is rocks.
That's its skin.
Where yeah. is Onyx? It's not too high up the list, is it?
It's over by
there,
Gengar.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. This is a good sprite.
It's not bad. I don't really think they changed this one a whole lot.
No, I feel like they're like crushed it.
This pose is like, this is Onyx.
Look, we have a little square. How are we going to get the whole thing in and show its whole vibe? And it's this pose until we have a little bit more room
like,
to
we
work
can't,
with.
It's made out of rocks, so we can't like coil it like we do with Gyarados. That doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
They do make it just like an almost like an Ouroboros in Red and Blue.
Do they?
Where the tail is up by its head and then it circles around. I mean, yeah, this one's fine. I don't... Like starting Great Ball with it, I guess?
Yeah, I feel like I'm starting Great Ball. I'm just looking up the other sprites and...
Yeah, I got Serebii open.
Yeah, it like look, honestly, I love Onyx as a Pokemon. The problem is it has a pretty low ceiling.
The problem is that it sucks, actually.
The thing about Onyx is it's the first boss of... Yeah. Pokemon, because like it's Brock's ace, so it's like it's got to be tough, but it can't be so tough that you and your level 9 or 11 at most guy can get past it. So
I can go Great Ball. I can go pretty decently high up here. I'm thinking maybe around Arcanine.
I think that's
maybe we could revisit Arcanine for a second after this.
Sure. I mean, I like it.
I do like it, but is it better than Tauros?
I like it better than Tauros.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I think my only problem is its weird fifth foot in the back.
The fifth foot is a little challenging.
I think that's where I keep getting hung up.
It's because like this is the foot, and so the foot should be hidden behind this one, but they wanted you to know that it does have that foot, but it ended up just making it look like a growth. I feel like I like it at least more than Nidorina.
Yeah. I don't think it's better than Sea King.
I don't think it's better than Sea King and his big old walleyes.
Sea King
Peter,
has seen
Peter
the horrors.
Peter Lorre-ass Sea King.
Yeah, yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah, all right. So, pretty good showing. Pretty good showing.
All right, who we got? Wheel, don't let me down.
All right, Wheel, give us something interesting.
No whammies, big money.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Nope, not Butterfree. Just past Butterfree. Weepinbell.
Which one is Weeping Bell? That's the middle one?
The middle one.
I'm throwing rocks at this guy, Josh.
Oh, you don't like this sleeve?
I don't love the Pokemon. So much of this is beeped. First of all, if you look
like,
at
Bellsprout. Even the leaf coming out of the top of it is...
flaccid. I don't,
gratuitous.
Yeah, I don't like it. If you look at Bellsprout, you're like, that's a weird little... That's a little plant that got up and started walking around. And then you look at Weaving Bell and you're like, what happened to you? Why are you like this? And then you look at Victory Bell and you're like, oh, you're kind of a monster. I understand. You're like a rainforest monster plant.
Yeah, what if a pitcher plant was a monster?
Yeah, and I think if there was 3DS functionality, you would evolve it by flipping this boy upside down.
Yeah.
But you don't. It just goes, it's regular. But also, like, this guy sucks to look
at. It's a leaf stone.
Is it a leaf stone? How many? There's not a lot of those in this.
There's that and Gloom, and I think that might be it.
Wow, good use of. They couldn't squeeze a Leafeon in there.
They could. I don't know why they're like, yeah, this Pokemon's gimmick is that it evolves with the stones, except for the Leaf Stone and
except
the Moonstone.
The Leaf Stone and the Moonstone. We don't know what to do about those, but we gotta have this monster in here.
Put it in rocks. It's in the pervert tier, so it's either better or worse than Hypno.
I think it's a little bit better than Hypno, because ultimately it does at least look like a creature and not some guy outside the window. I don't know if I like it better than the creepy Slender Man Hitmonchan.
Weird Hitmonchan. That is a bad sprite, but it doesn't make me, it doesn't gross me out.
No, it's not good, but the more I look at it, the more I'm like, there's something here. This one is like, no
thank
you.
We don't know what he looks like yet, so we're just going to hide him behind some big box and gloves.
Yeah. We went really hard on him on Lee, and we like really kind of sorted out the like how weird of a shape and like stuff it is. And then we just look. How do you do that with hands now? We don't know. So we hide it. But yeah, I think second to last in the in the rock tier. What a bad looking sprite. Also, we just added one more fire weakness to the team. Is it poison? Is it poison grass? Like half the grass Pokemon?
Yeah. Like
so, no help in the psychic fight. No, but that's okay.
Nope. I'll keep it in the box.
Yep. Oh boy, we've moved enough people around that now I'm seeing sprites next to each other that you're not supposed to. Like you shouldn't look at Clefable next to Wigglytuff.
The wheel just landed on a dollar twice in a row. Like it landed in the exact same place.
Did it?
This time it's Butterfree. It missed Butterfree by like the just over the line last time. This time it's there.
All right, Butterfree is interesting. And I mean, I'm just going to just for, you know, just for comparison's sake.
I mean, those are the exact same.
I'm just
going
to scooch Venonat next to Butterfree so we can look at them right next to each other. Those are the same guys. And then if you take Metapod and you boop it down here, Venomoth looks like it comes out of that more
even
than the
like
opposite.
I know Caterpie is on the list now, but like even looking at Caterpie's like eyes compared to Venomoth's eyes,
They're the same.
They're
it certainly
similar.
Doesn't have the Butterfree eyes.
It has the head thing, which kind of turns into this crown that Venomoth has.
Yeah.
They're similar enough.
I know something happened. I know something happened. But I'm trying to figure out exactly what, you know, like were they, did they do Caterpie and then Metapod and then Butterfly Wings Venomoth? And they're like, this is Butterfree. And they're like, I don't like the body shape. It looks more mothy. Let's put it on the moth guy and give the moth guy the butterfly wing. You know? Like,
It might have just been like, we need the butterfly to be in the first dungeon. Because Verdant Forest is like the first dungeon. Right. So we need the butterfly to be available earlier than, and we don't want the moth in there. It's weird.
No, even though it's in
but
the
it
dark.
Needs to be it needs to be a three stage to match Weedle.
Right. Which looks, you know, A to B to C. On Weedle. Yeah. I mean, Weedle's a little different, but like Kakuna and Beedrill, you can look at them, even though bees don't come out of cocoons. That's
they don't come from caterpillars with horns on their head.
Nope. I mean,
but that's fine.
They're fine. Baby bees, the bee larvae look kind of like Weedles. They look a little. Yeah. They're just wriggly little guys. Anyway, Butterfree is they had their hands are in the same way. They're look at that. I can't stop looking at it.
They have the same hands and face. They're like the same, exactly the same
the
hands
same
and face.
Guy.
Their antennas are the same, basically.
I wonder if maybe Venonat was the Caterpie.
Maybe. And they were like, we want a caterpillar instead.
We want it cuter.
It doesn't make sense for this fuzzy little bug to turn into a cocoon.
I don't know. Something happened. I would love to sit. Who was there at the time? Matsuda? He's still there,
Matsuda,
right?
Matsuda, yeah.
Has he been there the whole time, or is he?
I don't know if he's still there now, or if he's just more of a consultant.
Let me sit down with Ken Sugimori.
Yeah, there you go.
And just talk about it.
Would lie and say, nope, it was always this way.
It was always that way. Everything we did in Pokemon was for a reason, and that the reasons are good. Trust us. I like the wings on Butterfree sprite. I don't care. I don't love the rest of it.
Yeah, it gets a little busy. Its body is a little squished. Its feet get lost.
I do love that it is higher up. Like
it is flying.
It is flying. I like
so
that
that's
a lot.
Neat.
I think Premier
Ball is right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe around somewhere between Pidgey and Clefairy.
Yeah. Oh, that Clefairy. It's so close to being correct.
They almost got it in one.
I for sure like flat Ivysaur more than I like Butterfree.
Yes. Flat Ivysaur is kind of becoming the mascot of this series of episodes.
I'm growing a little more and more attached to it every time I look at it. I think I like Pidgey more than Butterfree. I feel like I like Rhydon, which one is this guy? That's Rhydon.
That is Rhydon.
I think I like Rhydon a little bit more. I think I can put it above Clefairy.
I think so. Above Clefairy, I think is right.
That's pretty good.
All right. Here we go again.
All right. At least we got one rock on here. It'd be we got to do a Master Ball soon, but we each only have one, so we got to save them. And I already...
Jake, we got a weird one.
Okay.
I know who I'm looking at for my Master Ball. It's not this.
Okay.
But the one we just landed on is the Fossil Aerodactyl.
Ooh, Fossil Aerodactyl owns.
It's pretty cool. It only exists so they can show it in the museum exhibit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is the fossil of an ancient extinct Pokemon.
When you like click on it, it like pops up and they just needed to put that somewhere. So
yeah, because
it's
like that's the like show Pokemon picture function. And right. So they needed to code. It's like it's coded in the game as a Pokemon. It just doesn't have any moves.
Hey, Josh, is can I play as Bone Dactyl in...
I think it's one of the sprites you can get with the missing no thing. I think you can get one of these Bone Boys.
Yeah, but in reversion, in Pokemon Reversion. Can I just get the bone guy?
Maybe you want to get the bones?
I want the bones.
You can make some bones.
I want the bones.
Make some bone alts for...
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like using this template, right, of like just move the skin off of them. We got two examples. I bet someone's made bone versions of a lot more of these guys in pixel form than you would,
probably.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ultra Ball...
Yeah.
I think this looks radical. I don't know how high into Ultra Ball.
Maybe not super high. Maybe above the cuties, but like the lower of the cool guy club.
The cool guys? Well, we sort of have the cuties split up by Weezing and Kingler.
Oh, that's true, because then you have Dratini and their duo.
Yeah.
Who are also little cuties. I don't know if I like it more than Weezing.
I also don't think I like it more than Weezing. I think I could put it above Sandshrew, though.
Yeah.
And then that bumps Sandshrew down to the next, like, it's still an Ultra Ball, but it has a new thing, so now it can hang out with.
Yeah, next to his little buddy.
Next to his buddy, Squirtle. Good showing. Good, like, look, Bone Aerodactyl is good. It's just a good idea that they have. Good job.
All right, here we go. Bulbasaur.
Ooh, all right. I mean, look, I like it.
It's fine.
You don't like it as much as Squirtle off the bat. I can hear
it. I don't like it as much as Squirtle. I think it's probably the worst of the three starters.
Okay, interesting. I think I can agree with that. I think the face shape they're still figuring out.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm kind of losing it is the spacing of the eyes and then the positioning near the mouth and like the right leg is a little weird.
The back leg, yeah, is looks like it's inverted in a way that I can't quite explain.
There's a spotlight on its toes.
Yeah. I do like the bulb. The bulb is really good.
The bulb is really good.
It's look, I feel like at one point this was a garlic monster.
Yeah.
Or an onion, maybe. And then they were like, what if it's a different kind of plant that makes it real flat?
What if the plant's really heavy? It just breaks its spine and flattens it out like roadkill.
Flattens it right out into this big tropical sort of flat guy. All right, where are we thinking?
I'm thinking probably lower Great Ball.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm putting it next to Caterpie just for comparison's sake.
I wish a lot of these were maybe just Bulbasaur because I'm looking at it. I wish it was centered.
It is a little off kilter.
Yeah. There's like a lot of, because you have it next to Caterpie, and there's just a lot of white space between them.
Here, if I just scooch it down like this, they're both at the bottom. A lot of, yeah, it's weird, because like some of them they put at the bottom so you know where they, like they're on the ground, and some are just kind of floating in there.
Yeah, this one could be down on the ground and pushed over toward the right a little more.
Just a touch. I think I kind of want to split the Ninetales Almastar uprights with it.
I like that, I think.
I feel like that's pretty good because I like it a little bit more than Ninetales, but I don't think it's as polished as the Amistar, who's just so excited to be here. He's just really psyched about this. He's been waiting this for so long. So Great Ball, Bulbasaur.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I spun the wheel while we were still going.
Uh-huh.
And I landed on Magmar.
Magmar. Oh.
Magmar, who is a challenging design.
Just in general.
By default.
Yeah. Well, this, look, it's not quite a boober.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Not quite a boober.
Much, much more contained.
He's not a girl, not yet a boober.
It also, this pose that it's doing is like, yeah, I know.
He's like, I don't know, man. I wish you would kill me. My eyes are melting out of my face.
My eyes are melting. I'm a duck? Why am I a duck? What did I do to deserve this?
See, a duck or like a platypus?
Maybe it's a platypus and they're
I think... Well, no, Psyduck.
Could be a duck. Might be a platypus. Looks like a boober.
Looks like a coconut.
Mag, I'm looking up the other sprites.
Its eyes are really making me sad.
it we're looking at it and we're judging it, and it's looking back at us like, I know. If I could do anything about this, I would. Do you think I want to be like this?
He gets a lot more excited in red and blue and in yellow.
Which one is that? The arms up or the leaning forward?
The leaning forward one is red and blue, and yellow is he's got the arms up and the leg out.
Arms up is... He's almost doing a
fire dance or something in that one. He's like, oh, yeah.
Also, leaning forward is just... It is like... It's got a rack on its forehead.
He's like tipping his hat. He's like, hey, top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you.
He's like, I've come to terms with my existence. Thank you.
Yeah. But this one, this guy here, is just like...
He's bumming.
Get rid of me, man. Oh, poor boober. I don't want to throw a rock at it.
I feel too bad for it.
But I don't think it's going to go higher than Pokeball.
No, definitely not. I don't think it's going to go high in Pokeball.
I think it... Here's the thing. I'm looking at Ponyta. I think it as a sprite, sad as it is, I think as a sprite,
it's better. Yeah,
it's better than Ponyta at least.
Does Ponyta need a slide back? Looking around like Persian.
I think I like Vulpix more than it.
Yeah.
Let's just boop boop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Persian is, I think, maybe the wackiest sprite they've made that we have ranked so far. They had no ideas about what to do with it. Anyway, boober. Okay, now we're getting close to the top of Pokeball. How do we feel? I honestly kind of want to put it at the top of Pokeball.
Better than Sandslash. You know, looking at Machoke and Sandslash, the way they just plop the feet on it because they ran out of space.
They ran out of room. This one looks like a complete sprite. It just also looks pathetic.
Just throw a Master Ball at it if we feel sad.
Just, you know.
No, we're not going to do that.
You can do it. You got one.
No, I've got one in the chamber, and I'm looking at that little doofus every single time you scroll down to the list.
I've got... I think I've narrowed mine down. So we'll see when we get there.
So excited to see how this goes, if we land on any of them today.
So top of Pokeball, Magmar. Sorry about it.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Hey, man, we're sorry.
Next up is Kadabra.
Oh, thank goodness. I was looking at these guys, and I was like, we got to put one of them on their list. Okay, so Kadabra.
Kadabra, these are out of order. They have Alakazam in the middle. Yeah, that's right. So that Kadabra is the one spook. Man, there's a lot happening here. A
lot going on.
This sprite is a little bit of a mess.
This sprite is a little much, if I may say. The hand is freaking me out. The divot is too big.
That, yes. The space between the fingers is a
little much.
It's a lot.
What are you doing with that? Also, it has a spoon because that's how you know it's psychic.
Yeah.
But it's not bending the spoon, so it's not a very good psychic yet. Like, the spoons are bent when you get to Alakazam. This one's like, I just have it.
I found this spoon. I was taking a nap, and then I found this spoon. And then I found another one and can bend them. That's the whole evolution line.
Did you know that Uri Geller recently was like, I let Pokemon, you are allowed to make Pokemon cards of Kadabra again.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he was visited by a ghost, maybe. Or he's like, hey, I'm old, and the only thing people know about me anymore is that I'm the guy that made it so you can't have Kadabra Pokemon cards. Nobody knows anything else about me except that one time Johnny Carson punked my ass on live TV.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we got some spoons here. We brought our own spoons.
Here, we got our own spoons. You can do it, right? You're psychic. Obviously, if
you can. He was like, yeah, I'd do it. I could do it. And he couldn't. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it without pre-prepared spoons.
He got to gimmick the spoons. He didn't have time.
You got to melt them at the neck a little bit.
Okay, here's the other thing about just the Sprite itself.
Hey, I'm sorry. Yuri Geller's biggest fan.
Sammy is here to let us know.
Sammy's like, it's a cool trick if you just believe. If you just let yourself get caught up in the magic of it, it's a pretty cool trick to watch, man. Okay, here's the thing about this Sprite. Body-wise, it should be... I understand why it was out of place. Again, this whole thing was made by Mr. Danger. I can understand... I mean, if this was just not done in a row, but like it took me
a minute. The only reason I was like, oh, they're out of order is because he has one spoon and Alakazam has two.
Yeah, I also was like looking at Alakazam, like, yeah, let's talk about it. But then I looked at Kadabra and I was like, as you said it, I was like, hold on a minute. This one looks more wise. He should be higher up.
Yeah.
It like the body, I don't know what's going on. I cannot tell anything going on past its head.
I'm on Cerebee looking at it, and I've zoomed in so I can kind of see it better, and there's just shapes in there.
It's just a bunch of shapes.
At first, I thought it was like, oh, its tail is up behind it, but it's not. You can clearly see the tail in the back.
Yeah.
It looks like it has that big divot between the fingers, but also some webbing?
That might be webbing. Now that you're saying that, that could be what that is. I don't know if that's better or worse. Also, looking at other sprites, I don't think Kadabra is good. It's got a thorax. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I care for that. I mean, I kind of want to...
Oh, no, you know what it might... No, never mind. I was going to say, it might be doing this.
But its other hand
only has the three fingers, so yeah. I don't think it's throwing up the I love you, you know?
No, there's... Here's the official artwork version of the Sprite, and a lot of times they would do them separately. I think he referenced that hand, the I love you hand.
Yeah.
But then it was like, but he's only got three fingers, so it's like a little different.
Or they just like forgot to erase the line.
Yeah.
It's just too hard to decipher what this is.
It's too much. There's just simply too much going on. So
how do you feel next to Mankey?
I mean, look, I feel like I like Mankey more. I think
I like Vileplume more too. Honestly,
I also like Vileplume more. I think I like Zubat more than it.
I can tell what's going on because
there's
a
simplicity to Zubat that you really appreciate next to this busy ass Kadabra.
I think right around Jigglypuff is where it goes.
Yeah, I do think Jigglypuff looking like one of the oblongs is probably
he's just so tired. I think that's pretty good.
I think there. Okay. Well, I mean, a little bit of psychic defense, I guess, but you know. originally, there was the line was going to be Hocus Pocus Alakazam.
Ah.
So this would have been Pocus.
This would have been Pocus.
What a Pocus that is.
Yeah.
I think they made a good choice.
It's definitely a Pocus if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Shellder.
Shellder. Okay. Ooh, all right. This is very simple.
Very symmetrical. They drew half of it and mirrored it. It is perfectly symmetrical. Yeah.
I think there's maybe none that can say that.
Yeah. Krabby maybe also.
Krabby
next to Gengar a little farther. Oh
yeah,
that line.
Yeah. I think that's the only other one though. Because even Magnemite's like
sideways a little.
Yeah, doing a little dance. Oh, well, aside from the tail, Poliwag.
Yeah, and the spiral.
Yeah. Oh, spiral too. Good point. But yeah, that's a perfectly symmetrical little guy. This one looks like a symbol. That's how symmetrical it is. Like this looks like that this is on the dock. It's like you can fish here.
Yeah.
See the shoulder?
Yeah.
You're allowed to fish.
I like it. I think it's good.
I like it too. I think I great ball like it.
I'm looking right around maybe
Well, I was thinking maybe around Tentacool, but then going down maybe between there and Sea King somewhere.
Somewhere in this area. I don't know. I like it more than Zapdos.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I like it more than Electabuzz, but I don't know. Put it on the other side of Electabuzz.
Yeah, what's it look like there?
How's that feel?
That feels pretty good.
I think that feels good.
I feel like this set of three, the Electabuzz, Shellder, and Sea King, is like every style that they have.
Yeah, we have like photorealism in Sea King.
Photorealism, a symbol of a little guy.
Just a little guy. Like, and
a charming kind of goofy sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that works. I think that's good there. How many have we done today? What are we down to?
We have done 13, and this will be the 14th one.
Okay.
Magneton.
Magneton. Ooh, I wanted to talk about Magnemite now that I looked at it, but Magneton is also pretty good.
I just don't know on the one that's on our left.
This one.
What? That screw.
This one?
Yeah, I get it. I kind of get it a little more on the other one.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. So there's a screw on the top of the head, right?
Yeah.
I think they unscrewed their two screws so that this one can plug in and connect them.
Maybe, but the head screws are on the, you can see them. Because the bottom two are upside down.
Oh, well then that's...
So these are their feet screws.
Feet screws?
But like this one on the left is just like sideways stuck to it.
Yeah,
which maybe it's just magnetized to it.
It might just be magnets, honestly. At the end of the day, it could just be magnets, Josh.
I think those might just be magnets. I like that now. I'm in.
All right. Also, just real quick, back to the left one. What the hell is this little thing?
That's the screw. That's the head screw.
That is the head screw. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
As seen from the side and below.
Gotcha.
But above?
Because like... it is so close to the head that it sort of makes this just look like a gap. But now I can see the one pixel here denoting that it is attached.
Yeah.
Okay. And then these ones are just like foot screws that they're like, we don't have room for them. Just stick them somewhere.
They're just stuck to them because they're magnets.
Because they're magnets.
They're big magnetons now.
Yeah. I feel like Magneton would be used in a lot of terrorism attacks in the world.
Maybe.
Because you just be like, hey, do some weird magnet stuff. And magnets are... pretty wild.
Hey,
so,
just go fly through the data center real quick.
Just like poke, yeah, just walk up and touch something and see what happens. All right, how do we feel about this sprite?
I like Magneton. Magneton's one of my favorite Gen 1 Pokemon, actually.
Oh, really?
This sprite is pretty good.
Let me look at
the sprite is pretty good.
Let me compare and contrast to the others.
Yeah. I'm not saying we put him in Ultra Ball, but I'm just dropping him right here so he's like kind of higher up.
Yeah.
So. The more I look at the sprite, the more I really like the work of it.
Yeah.
The magnets look great.
I like this one a lot. I think I like this one more than the other ones. It just has... this one.
All the other ones?
No, than the red and blue or the yellow versions.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was like,
I think those are cleaner and probably more on brand.
Sure.
The red and blue one is weird because they're almost in a chain and not in a cluster.
Really? Hold on. Let me look it up.
Because this is, at the end of the day, this three guys stuck together. Like,
right. I like that, like, this is one of the Pokemon that it's like, it's just, they just put them together or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it's like, it's just three of the same. And, like, they've been doing it the whole time. This one makes a lot of sense because, like, this could just happen.
Yeah. I think this one has kind of that rubber figure quality that the other ones don't
for
have.
Sure, yeah. It looks like it has a good bounce to it.
Yeah, and the way that like the head screws and the magnets on the bottom look like they would stand, like they look balanced. I like that.
I do like that a lot. All right, let's...
I think we're in the right area.
Look, I think I like it at least better than Sandshrew.
Yeah. I don't know if it's better than Bone Dactyl.
I don't know. Looking at him next to it.
Maybe.
I think
it's bigger and just so much more legible.
It's a lot, yeah.
Bone Dactyl is like, you could tell right away, that's an Aerodactyl skeleton, and that is pretty impressive that they did that in like 56 by 56 square pixels.
Right, which is crazy small in the grand scheme of it. It's also huge in pixel work when you're not thinking about it, but like in the grand scheme of things, that's so small.
Yeah, it might be bigger. Maybe the bigger ones are 84 by 84. I don't remember. I don't know where all the dimensions are.
I thought they were like 32 by 32, a lot of them.
I think that's the baby ones.
Yeah. That would make sense. That's why they look a little fuzzy. It's because they're
blown up to fit the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're about right.
I don't know. Now that I'm looking, I think I like it more than Kingler.
Yeah. I don't know if it's better than
just walking around money Doduo.
Stepping on the beach ass Doduo.
Stepping on the beach.
No, I think this is where it stops.
Yeah, I think it's really good. This again, put this in a gumball machine. Let me spend my quarters trying to get it. Please and thank you. You don't wanna master ball it? You don't wanna?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, next is Geodude.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're getting somewhere. Thing.
Look at this little boy.
Look, there's so much I could say, like, what is going on with its head? What is going on with these fists? But, look, I can tell enough what's going on. And look at his pursed-ass lips. He's so cranky.
Got such an attitude. Before we started ranking them, before we started talking about them, this was one of my front runners.
Really?
I was just scrolling through just to, like, get a little, you know, get an eyeball on them. This is one of my front runners. I think it is so charming that they're like, well, it's a little rock with arms.
Little arms. But he's flexing them.
But he wants you to know they're tough. He's still tough, even though he's little. He's mad. And then you look at, we have already ranked Graveler, so you can't really jump right to it. But I feel like the A to B on Geodude to Graveler makes a lot of sense. And then Golem is like, what's up? I'm also here.
I was inside there the whole time.
Like, I guess if that's the point, is it pops out of that, but I don't like that. We need to do...
You thought I had four arms, but the bottom two were legs, actually.
Bottom two were legs, yeah. But he also has little leggies, doesn't he?
I don't know if that's leggy, because I think Gravelers float, like Geodudes do.
Okay.
But no, they don't. They definitely have feet.
Yeah.
No, they definitely have feet. So
where'd your other arms go? Who's this lizard head coming out of the middle of it?
The other arms, they just fell off.
We're not talking about you, though. We're talking about Geodude.
We're talking about Geodude. What do you think?
I mean, I think Ultra Ball.
Yeah. I think he's in the cutie tier. Maybe we make a new tier for little cuties.
Little cuties. I mean, I think I like him more than Sandshrew, but I'm willing to budge.
Okay. I think it's probably in the same genre as Squirtle.
Okay. This sort of area.
Yeah, I could go either side of Squirtle, so I think right here is pretty good between Squirtle and Sandshrew.
I think so. You know, the problem is I've already decided that Squirtle and Sandshrew are friends, and I don't want to separate them. So I'm going to put him here.
Yeah.
This little ragtag group
they're the group of, like, three kids that are always hanging out.
And Voltorb.
And Voltorb, too.
I feel like this group of four, they're solving mysteries, you know? Like, they're out there solving mysteries, running on train tracks, getting into mischief.
Finding dead bodies in the woods.
Finding dead bodies in the woods. Hey, remember how in the first Pokemon game, they're like, and here's that River Phoenix movie?
Yeah.
Stand By Me?
Four boys walking down railroad tracks.
Stand By Me.
Could go into.
Pretty sad movie. But like this, I feel like this is, you know, this is the Stand By Me area.
If I was going to change that to reversioned,
what
movie should it reference?
The Super Mario Brothers 1993
one. Do you like Ready or Not?
Ready or Not would be good, because that's a little too much for kids to be watching, but it's like, oh, it was on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if it's just like you're turning on TV, it would be like, Now You See Me or something. You know, like, yeah, it's like there's a woman in a red wedding dress sitting on steps.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I should get going.
Anyway, I'm glad I missed what just happened, because I'm a kid and I...
I'm 10.
Would not be ready for it.
Jinx is next.
Well, Josh, now we have a problem.
What's wrong with Jinx?
Well, famously,
okay.
You know.
Sure.
Okay, before we get to the fact that this is a problematic, historically problematic sprite, that so much so that they're like, we gotta do something. It's a weird Pokemon because it's like a lady.
It is just a woman.
Like, it's like a lady that sings, but she's also icy for some reason. I don't know why Jinx is icy.
I don't know, because she lives in the Seafoam Islands, obviously.
I guess. Like, she's not psychic? Is she ice?
She's psychic ice, yeah.
Psychic, okay. That makes a little bit more sense. I don't know why they gave her ice. And on the one hand, yeah, they only got four colors, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, if they knew... And, okay, let's introduce a third hand. Japan does not have the same relationship to systematic racism as America does. That said... Blackface is wrong everywhere, so you know. It's a good reason. It's a good thing that they changed her to be more purple. I still feel like maybe there should be a much different version of this Pokemon, just kind of in general.
Yeah,
because they changed the arms up and made it more purple. Ooh,
the
blue version one is not much better. I don't.
Yeah,
I think
it
might
change
be worse,
it to
actually.
Purple until Gen 2.
Till Gen 2, yeah. Look, they could have just used one of the lighter colors, and I think that would have made it a little bit better, but...
Yeah.
You know, still.
Yeah, the red and blue one is very similar to this one. It's winking, but I think that just makes its eyes look weird.
It makes it look like... Yeah, it makes it look like barnacles are on its face. I don't like
yeah.
that.
And, like, it's supposed to be, like... So hard, like, delicate to talk about. But, uh-huh. like, it's supposed to be big red kissy lips.
Right, it's supposed to be big red kissy lips. The problem is, when you do that
when you
with
do
an
that,
all black face,
yeah,
you are doing minstrel. It's a minstrel face, and it sucks.
Yeah, and you didn't have any single person there that raised their hand. It was like, hey, maybe no, maybe not this.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, but we want to make because this is like a yokai. It's like a mountain witch or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's fine. Design it better.
Yeah, and again, like. It was made in Japan, and I feel like they don't have anybody on hand that could go, ooh, that's blackface.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, wouldn't they? In the 90s, wouldn't somebody
but,
be there be like...
But, like, when they're bringing it over, when they're translating it and, like, localizing right. it for North America, nobody then was also like, hey, we can't put that in the video
yeah.
game. Are you kidding
like,
me?
Because there's stuff that they've taken out of video games just, like, they like Zelda had, like, was it... Link to the Past, they're like, you can't have the cross on the shield. We got to get rid of that. Like,
I think that might have been the first Zelda.
Was it? I think you might be right. But there's like, they've done, so they know
but
that
even
they can
in like
stuff.
Ocarina of Time, which was 1997, 1998, like same yeah. time period, they were like, well, first the first version did come over with.
It fully came out
the
with
religious
the
symbolism and the chanting. Yeah. But they
and somebody was like,
patched,
hey.
They patched it out in future reprintings of right. the cartridge.
Yeah, the patches used to be, hey, kids, when you, there was no updates because the internet didn't plug into my N64. So if they were like, ooh, we don't like that, they would have to just send out a new cart.
Yeah, it's just like all the new versions of it don't have it anymore.
Yeah, if you buy it after this date, now you're going to get the new version. But still, there should have been somebody at Nintendo
They've
America.
Censored Pokemon games before in Crystal or Gold and Silver. I don't know if that was in this one too, but like they took the cigarettes out of the sailor's mouth. They took
yeah.
the, there was like a rosary that the channelers were holding, and that might have been
right.
in this one that they took out.
So like
so they knew
and they were just like, it's not a problem, which is worse in a way.
Yeah.
They were like, no, it's fine. So where do what do we do? What do we do about
I don't know
this?
What we do. Let's try to just judge the sprite.
Okay, well, just okay. So, yeah, that and again, that is part of it. So that will come up.
Yeah.
We're not like pretending that the blackface of it does not.
Right, yeah,
exist.
It's not going to be high on the list because it
yeah.
is incredibly racist. But
it is wicked, wicked racist that they eventually realized, but took a minute. So here's the
you
thing:
you want to talk about your challenging designs. Any just like to start with,
right?
Is the dress its body or
is it wearing clothes?
Is it wearing
sock
clothes?
And throw catch a lot of flack for having clothes, but at least their dex entries like they made it out of from the river stuff.
Yeah,
this is just a lady wearing clothes. Is that hair? Is it chitin? What are we doing? Dude. Why does she have a bra that she is born with?
Jake, I think she's minimum in the pervert tier.
I think she's around the pervert.
I think we're going to make some sub tiers. One of them is little cuties, and the other one is perverts.
Pervert. I think sprite wise, in terms of the construction of the sprite, I do think it is at least better than Weepin' Bell.
Yeah.
I feel like if the blackface wasn't there, I could go as high as the bottom of Pokeball, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to put it here, but I think you're right. I do think it is just a better drawn piece of work.
Yeah.
Than Weeping Bell.
Than Weeping Bell, because that is... Yeah.
But I just can't... I mean, look, it's probably better than Hitmonchan.
Maybe.
I feel like we're giving Hitmonchan some slack, but Hitmonchan is not a pervert.
No. So... Hitmonchan is protecting the rest of these guys from the perverts.
Yeah, so I think we'll keep her here.
I think this is fair. Also, looking at Hitmonchan next to just fucking Jigglypuff.
Oh,
boy.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, Jinx, thanks for stopping the podcast. Dennett's tracks.
What a buzzkill.
What a real buzzkill. Let's get a better one. The other thing is, just like on a moral level, it's like, do you throw a rock? Is the Pokemon responsible for its bad design at a certain point when it's like there's real world implications of it?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, but I think that's how we could justify it being better than the other two.
I think so. You know,
we're going to move on.
We're going to move on.
Magnemite is next.
Magnemite. Okay, back to little cuties.
Yeah. Little cutie tier for sure.
Back to popping up to little cuties.
Put him in the crew.
The little screw leggies just sticking out like it's excited to be here.
Yeah. The top screw is a lot.
Yeah.
But they did manage to get like the threading in.
The fact that it looks like a screw in the 18 pixels that they have there is nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it more than Voltorb, but I do think it belongs in this little cutie area.
Yeah. I think that's probably about right. I like its... Hang on, let me look it up. Because I think I like its red and blue one a little more because it looks tinier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In red and blue, that is just a little gadget. He's just like a little thing.
That's like a... Yeah. That's like a thing that's like, I'm alive on accident.
Yeah.
Let's get up to something. It also looks like weirdly shy.
Like a little bit. Like, I'm going to follow you around, but I'm also going to do it from a distance.
Right. I don't want to get in trouble. Yeah. You're getting up to stuff. I don't want to get in trouble.
He's the one in the back. It's like, I don't know about this, you guys.
It's the Chucky Finster.
Yeah.
This is the Chucky Finster of Pokemon. And I got some notes for Alan. Should a Magnemite appear on PWTU in the future? Hey, just add a little Chucky Finster to that. So that was what, 16?
Seven. We started at 95, right?
Yeah.
We're at 78. I just spun again.
All right.
It's Pinsir now.
Okay, another good design that I like.
Yeah.
Japan loves beetles. There's a whole thing about it. Kids love catching them.
I mean, that's what this is based on.
This is based on the idea of doing that. And honestly, the fact that there's not 100 bugs right away.
Yeah.
A lot of restraint on the part of the Pokemon company. This one looks great, though. This guy kicks ass.
Yeah.
It does sort of feel the way the shading and everything is. It is in that like Nidoqueen Rhydon sort of.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
It also kind of looks like. If something happened to the Weedle. Or the Kakuna, rather.
Oh, maybe this should have been.
You know,
this is what Weedle evolves into.
Like, it's half, it's like, it is a bug, but it's like, this sprite makes it look like the stuff is coming out of a cocoon.
Kind of, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And bees don't do that, so like,
yeah,
you know, who knows what could have happened. I think it's great.
I'm looking right around Coughing Blastoise.
Coughing Blastoise,
I think it's
yeah.
Pretty high in the great tier.
I think so. I don't think I like it more than Coughing.
No, I do think I like it a little more than Blastoise.
I can agree with that. I also think that Coughing, being a little circular guy, is like, would bully the little cuties.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think that's just like a pretty funny little storyline we have. But yeah, I think Pinsir, a little bit better than Blastoise, not as good as Coughing. The fact that the eye, like it got the eyes on there so little, and yeah. But it still like works is pretty impressive to me.
And
I
the mouth
the
is like pretty readable.
Yeah, and scary, because yeah. This is like a scary guy to run into.
He's a monster. He's a big yeah. Monster guy.
How tall do you think Pinsir is?
4'11".
If I had to guess, I would probably say
4'11". It's Gen 1, it's 4'11".
Pinsir height. Pinsir is 4'11".
Hell yeah. Why did they love 4'11" so much?
It's 1.5 meters is 4'11".
I think it's one of those ones that's like, this is tall to a child, but like...
This is bigger than a little kid, and yeah. It would scare the hell out of them. So that's what most of our Pokemon are going to be.
Oh, it's red and blue sprite. It's like they mirrored this one and changed the arms a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
I think this one's better than that, actually. Shaded better. Looks more dynamic.
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking at it. I think you're right. All right, who's next? Let's get some more of these. Oh, we're at 1:20. We took a long time.
We've been really talking about this time. Oh, just over the line, immediately after Pinsir, is its counterpart, Scyther.
Ooh, okay.
This is another one that I like.
I do also like this one. I feel like, again, this is a gumball machine Pokemon.
Yeah. I don't know if this one stands on its own, though. You have to kind of, like, lean it.
I think maybe the gumball version, this front, its left arm would be a little farther down to make a sort of tripod situation.
Yeah, because that, like, front arm, yeah. I think you're right. I like that a lot now.
Yeah.
It's got its little wingies. Because it's kind the of, it's, is... like, running, I think is what they're going for.
I think so. The face, the head of it is a little bit like Rhyhorn in that, like, they didn't know what they wanted yet.
It looks like Kangaskhan's head.
It does. It looks like they maybe started drawing a Kangaskhan and then they were like, we have a better idea for the way it's facing. Let's move it around.
Yeah.
Because it does. Like, look at them next to each other.
Yeah, very similar heads.
Very similar heads. So, I mean, also, Scyther is it's a cool Pokemon, right?
It is just a pretty cool Pokemon. I don't hate this placement next to Kangaskhan.
I don't either. I think it kind of works. I'm looking at the red and green sprite.
Well, that's this
one. Where it's like, I mean, the red and blue sprite, rather. Where it's like, it's sort of a little bit Naruto running, but not quite. Like, yeah. The arms are back. It's a little more dynamic. The face shape is a little bit more readable than this one, and I like that.
Yeah. But its lower jaw in the red and blue one does look a lot more unhinged.
Oh, it's not attached the same way. Yeah. Like, it's this one. Yeah, that red and blue got a fight for sure. Oh,
I do really like that red and blue one a lot.
The running pose is very good.
Yeah.
But this one I like. I think here's good.
I think this is pretty good.
I don't know, I think I might like it more than Dodrio, or I like Dodrio more than it, but I'm not so much that I would fight for it.
I think I could go with it. If you want to put Dodrio above it, I think that's
all right.
Probably. Let's see how that feels.
How does that feel?
I think that feels pretty good.
I think so, yeah.
All right. This next one will be our 20th today.
Okay. I'm really hoping for a Master Ball.
It almost landed on mine earlier. Nidoran Male.
Oh, perfect. Master Ball.
Oh, nailed it. Got it in one.
Yeah. Look at this little guy. Look at it.
He is perfect in every way.
It's perfect. I like the...
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
I like the Nidoran female sprite also, but I think this one... We'll talk about it when we get there.
I get lost in its face on the female one.
A little bit. This one is like just a perfect little creature. I can tell all the parts. I know that like there's a little bit busy. It's because it's got to be spiky for some reason because it's like...
Because it's poison.
What if it's a bunny that turns into a rhino? And like honestly, like sure, why not? Why wouldn't it be? But yeah, it is poison. So it's like it's got to have parts that you don't want to touch. But like it's just like a little bunny. And yeah. I love that.
Always love Nidoran. And this is one of its better Gen 1 sprites, I think. I can't remember what they all look
like. I think so, too.
Like.
I know I like the crystal sprite for Nidoran female better.
Yeah.
But in terms of red and green, this is the guy. And there's another one where, like, I think it's the red and blue one where it's running. Like, it's, like, leaping more.
It's, like, hopping, yeah.
I like this one a little bit better where it's just, like, it's
grazing. Yeah, this one is cuter.
Yeah.
So do we want to keep going?
Let's see, where are we at?
We've done 20, and we got a Master Ball in, finally.
Yeah, do we want to end on the Master Ball? Let's do maybe one or two more.
All right, give it a spin.
Just to get a couple more on the list.
Oh, Jake, I'm so glad we did one more.
Okay.
It's Charizard.
Yeah. All right. So
this is a mess.
This one, a mess. It's so busy. There's so much going on. All I can focus on, though, is the little heel right here. Do you remember in like 2012 when John Cena was like getting a lot of hate for being John Cena?
Maybe I'll do a little heel turn.
Do a little heel turn. That's what Charizard's doing.
He's like, maybe I'll do a heel turn.
We'll do a heel turn.
The flame that I think is supposed to be coming out of its mouth is at a weird angle, so it looks like it's just in front of his mouth.
It looks like it's behind it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The match tail that through line they have, there's just so much less room for it. They're like, it's back there.
Yeah. It's stuck on there. Its legs are weirdly placed on it. Its hands are weirdly positioned here. Its wings are off.
Its wings look...
In general, I think it's just pretty poorly drawn. It feels like a first pass, and they just didn't have time to go touch it up.
Like, if we look at it, I wish I could... I'm going to have to pull up the sprite so I can zoom in a little bit. But the arms are so low down. They're like...
Yeah.
Because they're under the wings. It looks bananas.
Yeah. The right hand, the one above the heel turn, is just floating over its thigh.
It's just there. It's not attached in any way.
Yeah. Its red and blue sprite is one of my favorites. A lot of people, I don't think, like it that much because he's weirdly hunched over, but I think he's just like, he looks so...
Oh, the hunched over, like giving you the Kubrick stare one?
He looks so damn badass.
That one rules. The topography of the tail and the wings on that one gets a little messy, but like...
Yeah.
Other than that. But yeah, this one is... Goofus.
I think this is a rock.
I think I agree. I think I can agree with it. Especially because, like, this is Charizard.
This is Charizard.
That's your man? What?
This would be like this stupid thing is gonna be like the guy.
Yeah. Forever.
He like, literally forever. Is the John Cena of Pokemon.
He's doing a little heel turn and everything.
I think it's in the above Jigglypuff.
I think the yeah
portion, but maybe not too much farther than that.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking at Kadabra, I feel like there's a similar amount. You know what? I will say maybe I like it more than Kadabra.
Okay,
because Kadabra has just so many shapes that I don't know where they're coming
from
or going.
It's just like a blur in the middle.
Yeah. This, the Charizard, I know where except for the floating hand, I know where everything is coming from. Yeah. It just looks bad.
Yeah. It's rough.
It's rough. It is wild. That also, like, and I pulled up the sprite just on Google so I can get like a closer view of it. And this version, the black and white one, whenever they use like a color version from like when you're playing a Game Boy game and a Game Boy Color and you like hit one of the buttons to change it. You know, they have like the different palettes and stuff.
Yeah.
I think when they do that, it looks a little bit better. Like, especially in the face, because there's a little more definition. It's still a little too round to be Charizard, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too soft to be really scary. And again, that hand is just floating there. There is nothing.
Yeah, it's like they drew his, it's like a big lizard body. He's got these like little legs. He's kind of stomping. He's got some hands. We'll just throw him here for now. We'll figure it out. And then they were like, okay, it's time to ship the video game. And they're like, wait a minute, I forgot about the hands.
We weren't done.
What about the fire? I don't know, man.
Just throw it back there. He's got to be breathing fire. How will they know?
He's got fire on his tail. But you can't really tell because we had to make it so small in this one.
It's so far. I will say, though, I do love the Charmander line having like a matchstick sort of vibe for the tail. Really, really cool idea.
Yeah.
Only really, really works. I guess Charmeleon's works, too.
Charmeleon's flame is the best part of it.
this Charizard, especially for being Charizard, like, it's busted. This is a busted ass guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. What are we doing?
You want to do, I mean, that's, look.
That's 21. We have 74 left, so we are just over halfway.
Oh. What time is okay? An hour and a half. Let's do a couple more. Let's say that's 21. Let's do four more.
All right. Get just to 25.
Just to get an even 25. We'll have to go a little quick.
That's right. Speed round.
Speed round. Oh, which no. We did the last. Oh no.
Oh no, Jake.
Oh no.
It's Venusaur.
Venus. Oh, flat Venus.
Flat Venus. Look, flat Ivysaur has grown on the two of us throughout the three episodes of this that we've done. Sure. And I think we're about to apply that to flat Venusaur.
I think the transitive properties of flat Ivysaur are really going to do a lot for flat Venusaur. Just real quick, though, why it's so flat?
So, because they had to fit this whole giant flower in there.
Why is...
And they're like, and we got the little monster here at the bottom. He's squished by the big tree trunk.
If you look at the red and blue sprite, they gave it an ass at least.
The red and blue sprite is weird. That one, I think, has kind of the rubber figure quality to it.
Absolutely. You could put that one in a gumball machine. I would pop off big time when I got it, for sure. They still haven't quite figured out the head shape, but this one, they wicked have it. It's just like, it's like a flat guy. It's like it's trying to slither out from under the tree.
Yeah. It's bizarre. I kind of love it, though.
I also kind of do.
Let's just put it up next to Blastoise. Let's just, all right. Let's give us a starting point.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I think we're close.
I think we're close. I think we're really close. Maybe I would put it.
Yeah, I was
below
also,
Tentacool
I was also
above
thinking,
Zapdos.
Yeah, I was also thinking below Tentacool.
The more I look at Zapdos, the more I'm like, you're a little sneaky up here, but we had a point at some
point. Yeah, it's
so.
Not bad. It's just like, yeah, that's Zapdos.
That's Zapdos. I like the iconography. We're not talking about Zapdos. We're going to relitigate this at the end.
Sammy. Come here. Hi.
Did you see that Christina was listening to a Morphin Grid where Sammy appeared and her cat was like, what's that?
Is everything okay?
Is he all right?
He's good. He's
so tell Sammy that Christina's cat lady is worried about him.
Sammy, you're concerning the ladies.
I think that's good for Venusaur.
Yeah, I like that.
I really like
the detail and the style that they drew the flower in.
Yeah.
Because it gets, like, looking at the other ones, it gets a lot more, I don't know, polished, I guess. And this looks like a wildflower.
It loses a lot of charm. It gets a little too symmetrical later. Yeah. And like it doesn't look as wild. Cause this looks, I feel like the thing they're like that they grabbed onto was like, it's like an ancient rainforest tree. Like a huge giant flower you only find like in the lost world. So that's what we're going to go off of. And like as it goes on, it's like, well, it's a little tree. It just opens. Look, it just kind of like opens.
It's a big flower on its back, but maybe it isn't a palm tree also.
Yeah. And it isn't so flat.
It's not so flat. It's just kind of like, body.
yeah, flat. What about it?
I'm walking here. He's like so slow.
He's like. It does make me want to watch Detective Pikachu again. I don't think it's in Detective Pikachu, but it does make me want to watch Detective Pikachu again. I will next time Ash is up, maybe we will pop that bad boy on.
All right, next up is Venomoth.
Venomoth. Okay, well, here's the thing about Venomoth. I, in real life, hate them. Hate moths. Hate a moth in real life. They always want to fly into my
face. Yeah, you do have like a rivalry with moths.
Yeah, you've seen.
I've seen it happen in real time.
They love to fly into my face every time.
You were in a car, in the back seat, and it flew in through the driver's side window and to the back seat to get you.
It's the worst. I hate them so much. They creep me out. That said, I like fictional representations of moths.
I just don't know what is happening here. Why are the wings, they're like solid, but like, they have siding on them too.
Well, they're like, it's like for aerodynamics,
I guess.
You know, I also like part of me thinks that might be because moth wings are like kind of shiny.
Oh, they might be trying to represent that. I don't know if they're doing a great job of it.
No, I like the way it looks because it does give it like a unique look. But I don't know if it quite is the way it moves around it. It looks like a reflection.
Yeah.
Just with. You know, some paneling to break it up, to give it some depth. So it doesn't end up like, you know, polyrass. Just a big mass. Just a big solid lump. I mean, I like it a lot. I think I like it a lot.
Okay. You're a lot warmer on it than I am.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? And then I'll knock it down a few picks.
All right. Well, look.
No.
No, it's not going to go up with the little cuties.
No.
I like it more than...
I'm looking maybe around Electabuzz Shellder.
I was thinking around there, and then I got to Sea King, and I was like, this just like lovingly rendered Sea King.
Yeah, maybe behind Sea King. Yeah, that
right about here, ahead of Onyx, behind Sea King.
Yeah, above Onyx feels pretty okay.
Yeah, I do really wish that I could figure out what happened between AM Ven and Nat. What's going on there? Because clearly something happened.
I wish they would just tell the truth.
Just tell the truth. Just look, Generation Teneration. I know we already got the thing, so we're getting wind and waves. There's no way that it's going to be a full reboot. But hey, Pokemon, Gen 11, fresh start. Just call it Gen 1 again, right?
Gen 1-1.
Just Gen 1.1, and it's new now. Moving on.
Oh, yeah. Next is Psyduck.
Okay. What do you even say about Psyduck?
Look. Toe to tip, that's a Psyduck.
Take this one to the bank, boys. That's a Psyduck.
I don't think he's a little cutie.
I don't. I do have an instinct to put it next to Voltorb because of Pokemon World Tour United.
Yeah. Well, they're partners.
Which I was looking through some stuff, and a million years ago, Shannon drew, and I don't remember for what reason, but she drew like a detective Psyduck Voltorb Watson like logo thing that I saw that I was looking through stuff. It's amazing. I might need to toss her some money to revisit it, and we could put it on t-shirts.
Private Psy kind of fell off.
Look, we got busy.
You could have stuck around. You could have solved this whole rocket thing.
there was a point at which I was like, what if we do a, because in episode 100, which just came out, by the way, PWTU 100 is out. By the time this comes out, it will have been out for several months, but it is. There was a point where it's like during the whole thing where it's like we check in on all of our past guests, you know, and it's like everybody sent in these like really great little like what they're doing during the rocket attack when we're off. Like we save, you know, we get Mewtwo, time unfreezes. Now there's a whole big rocket kerfuffle. Part of me was like, if we had a little more time, if, you know, and I wrote it down when I did, I would have liked to just be like, what's Private Side doing? what's he up to this way? But that's Psyduck.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. What else can you say about him?
That's Psyduck. The back sprite, there's this. Is this a beta back sprite?
The back sprites are the same. They're not good.
Hey, I'm going to just get this up to the camera. What's that middle one there?
Oh, that's one of the cut beta Pokemon. There was a middle evolution that got cut.
Oh, okay. The back sprite then is this first one. When that is, it's okay, but we're not judging back sprites. That would be a weird thing to do. That's we would have to put ourselves in the pervert.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know, man. This is just Psyduck. I can't say anything else about him.
Yeah.
Better than Meowth.
Better than Meowth for sure. I mean, I think I like it pretty okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it more than, I think we're looking kind of around the Nidorino.
Reno. Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Area. I think it's definitely better than Bulbasaur.
I think so. I don't know if it's better than Omastar,
I don't
though.
Think, yeah, I think it's, I think you maybe could swap those either way you want.
Yeah. I think I'll leave it next to Bulbasaur so they can hang out.
Yeah.
But it, like, that is a side up. I do like that they gave it these little, like, the hairs.
Yeah, it's all there. Every piece of a Psyduck is here.
Yeah. The wild part about the little hairs on the back of the head is they were looking at the rest of it and they were like, something's missing.
Yeah, he looks too...
Oh, I got it.
Too bald. Too bald, too round around the edge there.
You know what it needs? 9 total pixels right about here. if that.
Yeah, if that.
If that, it might be less.
All right, Jake, this will be our last one of the day. This will bring us down to 70 remaining.
Okay, sounds good. Who is it?
It's...
Pitch a good one.
Gonna be... Nidoking.
Oh, okay. Well,
better than Nidoqueen.
Better than Nidoqueen, for sure.
Yeah. I think it's better than...
I'm just dropping it on the list here.
Yeah, I think it should go in at least the Premier Ball.
I like it.
Oh, I think Great Ball is probably a pretty good spot for it.
I think it's got to be like the third or fourth one they made, right? Where they're like figuring out how to make this.
Yeah,
big,
like we just keep drawing the same guy.
But like, there's a full through. You know, Nidoqueen, Rhydon, Kangaskhan. This guy. It's like they're working on something, yeah. And I think this might be the best of the set.
I think Kangaskhan is a little better.
Okay, I can agree with that. I do think
I like this better than Nidorino.
Okay.
Maybe not Scyther, though.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that.
Yeah.
A little bit of the just to describe it, it's standing upright, it's got big pecs, big checks.
Yeah, it's got those big pecs.
But it's also got like a lot of it's just got a lot of plates, right? Like, yeah. It's plated everywhere. A lot of armor. And the tail comes around, and I think that's a little muddy. But
yeah,
like this right here, because it's like, is that a hand? Are these the claws? Is that part of the tail? I don't know. But I think overall, it's still a pretty good one. I think you're right, though. I think even taking this very cute little baby aside, I think Kangaskhan is the best of the set.
Yeah,
I think there's good. I think under Scyther above Nidorino works.
Yeah. All right. Before we wrap it up, are we wanting to move anything? Shift some tiers?
Here's
like the... does Meowth get bumped down?
I think
into Premier Ball.
Here's the thing. I think Meowth gets bumped down to Premier Ball, but I also think I want to bump Graveler up to the end of Great Ball.
Okay.
The more I look at this sprite, the more there is a lot going on.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I think I want to do.
Okay.
I think I want to do that.
Okay. We could. Do we also want to put Poliwrath down, or is Poliwrath good in Great Ball?
I think I like the shape of it a lot.
Okay.
It's just the fact that it is solid black does not do it any favors.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's very little depth, but I think your eyes can fill in some stuff.
Yeah.
That really works. But I think that's all I was thinking.
Yeah,
we had to move Ponyta down.
It was just
Meowth
that I was looking at kind of the whole episode. Yeah.
Speaking of symmetrical guys, aside from the tail, Meowth is in that crew.
Yep. All right, well, hang on.
Okay.
What about Charmeleon?
It
was the first one we did. We were so young and so naive.
We had very... It's just no wisdom in us at all. Now we are wizened old men in the ways of ranking these sprites.
Does it go up here?
No.
No, like, I don't know. I think Magmar is better than it.
I do too. I think there's a lot wrong with Sandslash, but I think that Sandslash might be better.
Not Machoke, though.
Not Machoke. I think it does stay at least above Machoke.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I think that's good. That looks a lot more correct.
All right, now just going up to the Ultra Ball tier list, are we satisfied with the work we've done in this one? We got this whole little cuties row.
Yeah, I think this is good.
I think so. I think it's good. All right, so let's, from best of the worst to worst of the worst in our rock tier, we still have, again, this is the best the rocks get going down. Mankey, Vileplume, Zubat, Charizard, Kadabra, Jigglypuff. That one's so rough to look at. Unchanced.
It's like, hey,
Jinx.
Man, you gonna need them dry erase markers, man?
Hey, Jigglypuff, when's the last time you slept? No.
What's that?
Okay, but after Jigglypuff is Hitmonchan, and then the pervert zone, we have Jinx, Weeping Bell. And the worst one is Hypno.
Yeah.
And in terms of it being a sprite, I think the construction isn't bad, but it does gross me out in a way.
Yeah.
That I can't quite explain. And then from the best of the worst of the best going up, we have our little cuties first, which is Magnemite, Voltorb, Geodude, Little Uppies, Squirtle, Sandshrew. This is such a cute Sand. I think this is the best Sandshrew's ever looked, by the way.
Yeah.
Aerodactyl. We're at a little cuties now. Unless you like bones, in which case Aerodactyl skeleton is a cutie.
We have a couple more little cuties coming up.
Then we got Weezing, Kingler, Magneton, back to little cuties, Doduo, Dratini, Tentacruel, Goldeen, who I just, I love this sprite so much, Cloyster, Voltorb, Start.
That is
me.
Still Electrode.
That's still Electrode. You're right. We don't have two Voltorbs on here. I just can't remember which of the dang guys is which. It's a real Mario and Luigi situation if you're colorblind and look at them from the back. The Starmie, and then the best non-Master Ball sprite is Parasect.
Yeah.
Never in a Month of Sun is what I picked that off the top of my head. And then you've used my Master Ball on Nidoran Mail.
Yeah, mine is still in the chamber.
So we still got one to go.
Maybe
still
next
reasons
time.
To come back.
Man, it's going to be so fun because he's so stupid looking. All right.
A lot of these are real stupid. There's some of here that I think, I don't know. I don't want to, you know what? I'm not going to voice any thoughts. The episode's done.
Yeah.
If
we're
you
want to
know.
We're done for the day.
You got to come back next time. So let's wrap up. I don't know if we've done a proper wrap up on any of these yet. You can talk to us on bluesky.pwtpodcast.bisky.social, where I will be posting the guys. I just want to download the image of this one, where after a couple days after these episodes go up, I'll put the thing up just so we're not spoiling the whole thing, you know. But obviously, yeah. you're not coming here for the list, you're coming here for the yeah. talk of it, you know, you're for the reason you're listening. But that's on Bisky. We're not on Twitter. We have a Twitter, we're not on there anymore. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show. $5 a month, you get access to the Discord, where you get early episodes, you get bonus episodes. You get, I don't know about what bonus episodes you get for this show, but you will be getting a bonus episode for the Morphin Grid, which is our Power Rangers recap podcast. And relatively soon, we'll be doing a deep dive, Day of the Dumpster Dive, a.k.a. Big Dumpy, where we talk about every version of the Day of the Dumpster, the Power Rangers pile that we can find. And we don't know what that's going to look like, but it'll be fun. And then we will, at some point, maybe when this is done, maybe starting next year, we'll do... We're doing a Lampert run of Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. So if you wanna get on there and play along with us, the Lampert rules, and find other people who can send your Pokemon up to the farm, that's the place to do it. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. And then you can just find the Discord from there. Next time, we're probably going to do more of these.
Yeah.
I would like to only do two more episodes of this. Do you think we could do 35?
I think, looking at who's left... I don't think there's any, like, big talking points, but I mean, we'll see when we get through it. But I think we could probably, if we go in with the mentality of we're doing 35, I think we could knock out,
yeah, two more episodes of this for sure. All right, sweet. Well, in that case, all that's left is I've been Jake.
I'm Josh.
Smell you later.